1 Corinthians 10:13 says, "There is no temptation taken, but such is as common to man. But God is faithful. He will not suffer you to be tempted above what you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape so that you will be able to stand." We hear about the temptations of Christ, and each response, I hope you heard, was a scripture response. The Word of God says. One of the reasons why I encourage people to memorize scripture, because there will be times when that scripture will come in handy for you. In every kind of temptation that you face, God will always give you a way out. Now, this particular verse in 1 Corinthians was a verse that I was very fond of, especially as a teenager, because there were all kinds of temptations. And knowing that there was a way out was quite helpful. Also helpful as an adult. There is always a way out. God will provide that way for you. There was a way out of my personal wilderness. No matter how great the temptation would be, God would provide a way of escape. I suppose when I was in seminary, I learned that the word we translate temptation in the King James Version had a much broader meaning. Sometimes as a verb, it could mean to test. Doesn't it look like a test here? To test your mettle. When Jesus looked out on the thousands of people who come to hear him, he asked one of his disciples, "Where can we buy food for these people to eat?" The author of the gospel confided to the reader, he said this to test his disciples. Jesus was going through quite a huge test, tempted in the wilderness. I guess that depends on how you look at it. The scripture says Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Isn't that odd? That the Spirit would lead Jesus into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. From Satan's perspective, it was temptation. Satan was trying to entice Jesus into using his powers to satisfy his own needs, his own wants. But from the Spirit's point of view, it was a test. In the same way that Jesus later sent his disciples out on a trial missionary run to test them out, to determine whether they were strong enough, wise enough, spiritually mature enough to be trusted with the gospel. And the Spirit sent Jesus into the wilderness to see if he was prepared to face the hard road before him. As the years passed, I moved from the other translation of the Bible to the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. And it renders 1 Corinthians this way. "No testing has overtaken you that is not common to everyone. God is faithful and will not let you be tested beyond your strength. But with the testing, God will also provide a way out so that you may be able to endure it." So the word can still mean temptation, but the newer translation broadens the meaning still. For while it's true there continues to be temptation to sin, the invitation to compromise is a test. It tests our faith, tests our love, tests our dedication, it tests our courage, it tests our endurance. One of my professors in graduate school told me at the beginning of my studies, you think a doctorate is all about learning and academics? It isn't. It's about the psychological hurdles. And just when you think you can't take it anymore, it's over. It took me 6 years pastoring a church, taking classes, and writing my dissertation. The dissertation took me 4 years. Dr. Henson said, we don't grade on bulk, we grade on content. Mine was one of the longest dissertations written. Maybe it's a trivial comparison, but the same point can be made on a broader level. Life, folks, life is a series of hurdles, isn't it? There are barriers. There are going to be challenges that you're going to have to face. You don't want to, but you have to. And it's going to test the very core of your being. The promise of Scripture is that you will never be tested beyond your endurance to overcome. That's good news, folks. That's good news. God will see to it that the strength that you need will be provided. And if not, at least there'll be a way out. That's what Jesus learned in the wilderness of Judea. Deliverance came in the form of new insights into the meaning of ancient scriptures when he'd ended his month-long fast. He was famished. Everything he saw reminded him of how hungry he was. Smoothed over rocks looked like loaves of bread. And it occurred to him that if he wanted, he could use his powers and he could turn those stones into bread. He could. He could save himself from starvation. But he remembered an incident from the time of his ancestors, the children of Israel, wandering in the wilderness. They too were in danger of starving, but God provided manna every morning and they survived their ordeal. God gave them a way out. Years later in a sermon, Moses recalled that incident and told the people that the lesson he learned was that they were supposed to rely on God for their needs. One does not live by bread alone, Moses said, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. No doubt that insight stood Jesus in good stead. Not only in the wilderness, but throughout his ministry. Think about it, for there must have been many times when he wanted to take matters into his own hands. Don't you think? Enough of this abuse. Enough of this rejection. And each time the thought came to mind, and he remembered the lesson he'd learned in the wilderness, perhaps it came to mind in Gethsemane, when the horrors of the morrow weighed heavy on his mind. Not my will, but thine be done, he said. Right? Much the same way Jesus was delivered from the other temptations, the tests in the wilderness. In each instance, deliverance came with a new insight. Right? New understanding, new meaning, new application of Scripture. It occurred to him that if he jumped off the highest point of the temple, God would certainly save him. And everyone would be dazzled. He could avoid the long, hard road that he already knew lay ahead. But just as the idea was gaining ground in his mind, he remembered another passage from one of Moses' sermons. Do not put the Lord your God to the test. I had a good friend who was a strong Christian in high school, and he said, well, if God is God, then I don't have to study for my test. God will give me the answers. Because God can do that, you know. Uh-huh. Yeah. God can do that. It's a good temptation to think God can get you out of having to take a test. But I don't think you should put God to the test. Right? Can God save you from jumping off this temple? Jesus? Certainly. But you shouldn't put God to the test. And later, when visions of power came to mind, it occurred to him that he was perhaps going about it all wrong. I mean, really, he could have had all he wanted if he just switched sides. How many of us haven't thought about that? Really? Just switch sides. Make a lot more money. Have a lot more stuff. Have everyone's respect. Probably not their love, but maybe you could live without their love. Herod was getting along okay without any love, right? Once again, a verse of Scripture came to mind, one he had no doubt learned as a child. It was one of the fundamental texts of Judaism: worship the Lord your God and serve only the Lord, Deuteronomy 6:13. Probably memorized it as a kid. Came back. Remember all those vacation Bible school Scripture verses you memorized? New insights into old Scriptures. Remember, in time of crisis, these were what delivered Jesus. New insights into old Scriptures. In much the same way, recollecting Scriptures deliver us. Knowing God's Word, meditating on it, hearing it, listening to it, reminding ourselves of it, reading it. Every day taking time to meditate on God's Word. I must warn you, the only reason the ancient Scriptures came back to Jesus when he needed them was because he learned them early in his life. We're not talking magic here. You can't recall something you never knew. Many of us, perhaps most of us, have faced hard challenges. We've dealt with the high hurdles in life, the tragic losses of loved ones, the dark night of mental illness, moral failure that destroyed much of what was loved. The list could go on. We'd be amazed if we could just spend a few minutes talking about all the ways that we've been tested, right? All the ways that you've been tested. Maybe you're being tested now. If I went on each pew and I said, tell us the time when you thought you weren't going to make it. I bet every pew's got a story. Don't you think? Tell us about a time when you didn't think you had the stamina or the courage to go on. When you thought you weren't going to make it and you were so low. And made it through. And you got through. How do I know you got through? Because you're still here. You got through. You made it. Somehow, some way, you made it. And God will be as faithful in the future as God has been in the past. He has never let you down. He has always given you a way through, the stamina, the courage, the help to get through all that you've had to get through in life up until now. And God will help you to get through today. Amen? What are you facing? What are you dealing with? What challenges are you handling? What kind of test are you in? And where do you think you ought to turn in order to get through it? Well, might I remind you, God's always been there before. What do you think? Yeah. At least give it a shot. Right? I mean, what can it hurt? What can it hurt? I guarantee you, you will be pleasantly surprised. God will lead you through the wilderness. God will lead you through the wilderness. That's how God works. That's how God has always worked. And God's not going to change God's ways now. But you've got to give it a shot. Reminds me of a Christmas gift I got from my daughter, Melanie. Many years ago, she gave me a wonderful gift. Now, I don't use keychains, but this was a keychain. And on it, there was a great big smiley face. And it said, "Dad, you're the greatest." Well, I opened that Christmas gift, and I said, "Thank you, honey. This is so sweet." And then I took it and put it on the table. The next day, I was in my study, and I was working, and Melanie came in with my Christmas gift. And she said, "Daddy, it's a good gift. I'm going to give it to you again." And God says, "I have a good gift, but, I mean, if you don't take it, that's your own fault. It's a good gift. I will give you a way out. I will give you the strength. I will give you the stamina. I will make a promise that I will help you get through whatever challenge you're dealing with in your life. But if you're not going to turn to me and let me help you get through the challenge, well, it's a good gift, but if you don't take it and you don't use it, well, that's not God's fault." And I'll just tell you, if you have made it and you've had the strength or you've had the wisdom or you've had the courage, it came from somewhere and you can't take credit for anything because you don't know how you did it. But if you were to think carefully about what you went through, I believe certain themes are going to emerge. Perhaps you'd remember one or two people who stood by you, or they gave you the comfort you needed with their presence, or maybe you would recall long hours that you spent in prayer asking God for the strength you needed to get through this difficult time. Or maybe it would be the supporting arms of friends and family that came to help you in your time of crisis. Or maybe you would recall that in that time of crisis, you were blessed with a suddenly stiffened spine. There's a place for being stubborn. Or maybe you had some infusion of courage that you didn't know you could find. Maybe you'd remember that in that dark hour you had an insight into something you understood before. Maybe an insight into yourself. But we're not anxious to reflect on our past when we're going through hard times in our present, are we? It's understandable. We want nothing more than to just put those difficult situations behind us. Move on. Besides, it was painful to live in at the time. Who wants to remember that? Why would you want to relive it, right? But the result of our unwillingness to reflect on the painful moments in our lives is that we fail to identify the ways that God provided a way out. And God did provide a way out. God did help you. And so you look back and you remember. And when you're going through it again, you say, I remember. I remember when I didn't think I was going to make it, but I made it. And God helped me through it. And God will help me now. The ancient Hebrews understood this because they would reflect on the hard experiences. They would write about them. They would pray over them. They would remember what they went through and how God delivered them. They went back to the Exodus over and over and over again. It was read on a regular basis. It was the most horrific experience they could have gone through, but God gave them a way. God provided a way. God was faithful. And so they remembered the Exodus. We might imagine the worship leader saying, some wandered in desert wastes, finding no way to inhabited towns, hungry and thirsty. Their souls fainted within them. And then the congregation response in the Hebrew scripture is this: and then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and God delivered them from the wilderness. And the leader begins, some sat in darkness, some sat in gloom, prisoners in many misery and irons, for they rebelled against the words of God and spurned the counsel of the Most High. And the people respond, and then the Lord delivered them from the wilderness. And the leader says, some were sick through their sinful ways. Because of their iniquities, they endured affliction. They loathed any kind of food. They drew near to the gates of death. And then the congregation responds, and the Lord delivered them from their wilderness. And they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and God delivered them. And the leader draws the lesson, let them thank the Lord for His steadfast love, for God's wonderful works to humanity. For the Lord satisfies the thirsty, fills the hungry with good things. Psalm 107. God's deliverance in our past points to the spiritual resources we have today. Lessons learned will affirm that God has been our help in ages past. God will be our hope for years to come. They will enable us to affirm what Paul said, God is faithful and will not let you be tested beyond your strength, but with the testing will provide the way out so that you may be able to endure it. May God grant you the courage to endure it. God will help you in the midst of the challenges of your life for your good and the benefit of others, to the glory of God. Let's pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you have delivered us in the past. So we pray, Father, that you will guide and direct us today, that we may once again turn to you and find there all that we need in order to make a way. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen.